as Poonam travels to small towns, largely in Hindi-speaking parts of North and Central India, and repeatedly finds the same mix of aspiration and anger. At a motivational class in New Delhi, 32-year-old Shanawaz Chowdhury, who wants to become president, explains to a paying audience that the British destroyed India. Vikas Thakur, a 29-year-old social media warrior for the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party and an aspiring MP, boasts about flattening his enemies when he was at college. Arjun Kumar, 19, carries around an iron rod on Valentine's Day in the hope of finding Hindu-Muslim couples to intimidate. Sachin Ahuja, 26, leads a gang of cow protectors on midnight raids, looking for Muslims transporting cattle on northern highways. Pawan Pujari, 19, merrily duped Americans through phone scams, partly for the sheer joy of deceiving people who considered themselves superior to the rest of the world. Eventually, his conscience drove him to tip off the American authorities. That these young Indians are dreamers is incontrovertible. The idea that they are changing the world, as Ms. Poonam's subtitle asserts, is more questionable. But her book offers valuable insights into the politics of identity and resentment that have gripped much of the world. It demonstrates, for instance, that the perfect past of nostalgia need not lie within living memory. Nor is that fantasy restricted to the middle-aged. Many devotees of Mr. Modi want to bring back the glories of pre-colonial, pre-Islamic Hindu kingdoms from centuries before they were born. Greatness is a point forever receding in the distance, and yet somehow within reach.